Turn your Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. And as you're turning there, a minister told his congregation, he says, next week I plan to preach about the sin of lying. He said, to help you understand my sermon, I want you all to read the Gospel of Mark, chapter 17, to prepare. The following Sunday, as he prepared to deliver his sermon, the minister asked for a show of hands. He said, I want to see how many read Mark chapter 17. Everyone looked around and every hand went up. The minister smiled and said, well, Mark only has 16 chapters. Now I'm going to finish my sermon on lying. Amen. This morning, we're going to continue our message, Walking in Wisdom. So many today are running to and fro and here and there and doing this and that, and they believe that they are doing just absolutely great. But the problem is that they are heading towards the wrong goal. You may be healthy, you may be in a great relationship, your business may be booming, but you've lost sight of the proper goal. And my desire this morning is to help you find God's goal for your life, as he wants you to live life to the fullest. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5, starting at verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Verse 16, redeeming the time. The word time there is from the Greek word kairos, and it means seasons of time. And seasons of time, simply put, means opportunities. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, God says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Therefore, as we have opportunity, that word opportunity is the same Greek word kairos as we see in verse 16, translated as time. So what we're seeing here is God is not merely telling us to redeem the minutes, the days, and the years, but more importantly, God is telling us that we must redeem the opportunities that we have, the opportunities that he presents before us. God is showing us here how we are to walk in wisdom so that we can have the time of our lives. Amen? Redeeming the time. The first thing we looked at is that time is an imparted opportunity. It's imparted to us. Verse 14, God commands us, awake, you who sleep. God, the creator of time, has imparted, he has given us opportunities. And we need to see this and every single day as a gift from our Lord. Amen? Time is not our own. It's a gift of God. Time is not our own, and we are to be good stewards of the time that God has given us. He's given us 24 hours every single day. 1,440 minutes, 86,400 seconds every single day. And every single one of them is a precious gift from him. You know, the major difference between most people is very simple. It's how they use the time, the opportunity that God has given them. So let us, as God's children, let us walk in wisdom and redeem those opportunities. So that's the first thing. Time is imparted opportunity. Secondly, Time is an immediate opportunity. It's right here and now. Amen? Time is right now. Verse 15, it says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Redeeming the time, redeeming the opportunity, because the days, we think about the days that go by. And more importantly, just think of today. Today is the immediate opportunity that God has given us. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we shall what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Because time is now. The opportunity is now. Now, there are 2 days, as we looked last week, that can steal the opportunity from today. The first is yesterday. Amen? Yesterday can certainly steal the opportunity from today. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. The Apostle Paul, he wrote to the church in Philippi, he said, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing that I do, forgetting those things which are where? Behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of that upward call of God in Christ Jesus." So two important things in these passages. Number one, in verse 14, Paul sets the proper goal for us. Remember how we started this message? That a lot of people are going here and there, running to and fro, and they think they're doing great, but they're heading towards the wrong goal. They're heading towards the goal that this world says is important. But the Bible makes it very clear. The only goal that matters in this life is pressing toward that prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Jesus Christ is the only important goal in life. Amen. Second thing we see here is that Paul tells us that we are not to look behind us. He said, forgetting those things which are behind, forgetting those things in our past. Too many are living in yesterday. They are living in their past. And God is telling us here that we are to forget the past. Amen. Forget those past failures. Forget the past guilt. Forget that past grief. And forget those past grudges. Let them go. Forgive and put it in your past. Don't let yesterday's pain steal today's opportunities, today's joy. Romans 8:18, we looked at this a couple weeks ago. "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time," again, the Apostle Paul was writing to the Christians in Rome. He said, "For I consider, I've crunched the numbers, I've looked at it, I've studied it, I've cut it open, I've dissected it," and he said, "this is what I've come up with. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Amen. The sufferings of this present time. Amen. Put it behind us. Forget those things which are behind. Don't let yesterday steal today's opportunities. The other day, the second day, that can steal today's opportunities is tomorrow. Boy, we waste way too much time, way too much energy, way too much effort worrying about tomorrow, don't we? Matthew 6:34. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow." Is that a suggestion? That's a commandment, isn't it?
Yeah, amen.
Jesus says, "Look, I don't want you to worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Now, what God is telling us here, sufficient for the day is its own trouble, is that God will only allow enough trouble in your day for that one day. Why? Because he gives us enough grace to deal with those troubles for that day. Amen? Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. When we worry, we bring tomorrow's trouble where? Into today. And that's where the problem starts. Because God only gives us enough grace to deal with today's problems. Amen? That's why when we worry, we are just plain exhausted, aren't we? Amen? We're worrying about things that are going to happen tomorrow, the end of the week, the end of the month. We are exhausted because we worry. We are bringing tomorrow's problems into today. Worry does not take the sorrow out of tomorrow. All it does is take the strength out of today. We need to leave tomorrow's trouble for tomorrow. Amen? God will give you the grace you need to deal with it then. I can tell you that this message has done wonders for me in my life. You know, trying to juggle a full-time job and pastoring and being a husband and a dad and all the other hats that you have to wear. Let me tell you something. This has probably added a couple years to my life by not worrying. Amen. Give it to God. We need to be wise in how we spend each day. Forget yesterday. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just seize today's opportunities that God has put before us. Amen? Third thing we need to understand is that time is an irreplaceable opportunity. Verse 16 once again tells us that we are to redeem the time. Redeeming the time. What does that word redeem mean? Well, redeem means to make payment or to satisfy some type of debt. We need to realize just how valuable time truly is. Think about this for a second. Wasting time means that we are wasting life. Time is what our life is made of, isn't it? How do we measure our life? We measure it in time. Amen? We measure it in how many years? We celebrated a brother's birthday, right? We look at our life in stages of time. So when we waste time, we are wasting our life. On the flip side, when I give you time, I am giving you part of my what? Part of my life. And vice versa. Time is truly irreplaceable. It's of the greatest value, and we need to understand it's of the greatest importance as well. That's why God commands us that we are to redeem the time. Amen. Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days. So how exactly are we to redeem the time? Well, first step is through prayer. Amen? Prayer is the key that opens every single day. Prayer is the key that unlocks the day for us. Amen? We need to start every day with prayer. Prayer will allow us to turn off all the noise, all the commotion, all the things that are going on around us. It allows us to get quiet before our Lord, and it allows Him to set your direction for that day. Amen? Let prayer unlock the day. Allow God to speak to your heart through that prayer so that He can give you direction for that day. Listen. God gives us enough time every day to get done everything that He has planned for us to do. Understand that. God gives us enough time every day to get done everything that He has planned for us. So if you run out of time, that means that you have cluttered your life with things that God did not intend for you to do that day. Now, you may have brought those things on yourself, or you may have allowed someone else to impose extra things onto you. Now, that's something, that was a lesson I had to learn as a young pastor. You know, I tried to be everything for all people, and when this person called and that person needed something, I tried to be everywhere, and guess what happened? I was running out of time every single day. Amen? Because I wasn't listening to what God had planned for me for that day. I was allowing other people to impose other things into my life, into that day. Something that I learned, that I had to stay focused on God's direction for that day. Stay focused on what God had planned for me that day. We can't allow ourselves to get detoured. Amen? So the first step is prayer. Number two is prioritize. Boy, think how much easier would life be if the only choices that we had were between something that was good or something that was bad. Amen? Our choices would be so much easier, wouldn't it? But the reality is, the problem is that most of our choices are between good and best. Right? We have to decide between what is good and what is best. And we need to understand that God only wants what? He only wants the best for His children. He only wants the best for us. After prayer, you know, we start the day with prayer. Once God speaks to our hearts, we now have priorities set for our day. Right? One of the greatest quotes in all of Scripture was by Christ on the cross. When He cried out, He said, "It is finished." Amen? Not only was our redemption complete, not only did He finish our redemption, but so was Jesus' work finished. We need to understand that what Jesus was saying, He's saying that I have finished the work that my Father had sent me to do. Amen? That's what He meant when He said, "It is finished." Sure, there were a lot of other towns that wanted Him to come and speak. There were hundreds and thousands of other sick people that wanted Him to come and touch and heal them. All of which were all good things, amen? They're all good things. But only the cross. Only the cross was the best thing for all of us. Amen? Jesus didn't go everywhere, and He didn't do all things for all people. Amen? But at the end of His earthly ministry, He could absolutely declare, "I have finished the work that my Father had set me to do." Amen? The same is true for me. The same is true for you. And the same is true for this church. Absolutely, there are millions of ministries out there. There's thousands of needs out there. We cannot be all things for all people. The only thing that we can do is we have to stay true to where God leads us as a person, as an individual, as a body, as a church. Amen. And let me tell you something. With the wings and the mob, what they do is absolutely incredible what we accomplish as a little church. The lives that we've been able to reach because we are staying focused to where God wants us to be. Amen. We have to prioritize between the urgent and the important. Let me give you an example. When your toilet is overflowing, that is urgent. Amen? That is an urgent need. Quiet time with our Lord is important. Amen? And we have to juggle the two. Life gives us both, doesn't it? There are many times where that toilet is overflowing and it's urgent for us to take care of it. We can't let those urgent things in life crowd out those important things, though. Amen? We have to find that balance. We have to prioritize. And that's what's important. Step three. So step one is prayer. Step two, prioritize. Step three is don't procrastinate. James chapter 4, verse 17. Listen to what God says here. "Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is" what? Sin. Sin is not just doing what is wrong. It's also failing to do what you ought to do. It's the sin of omission. Now, last week, Deb and the kids and I, we were at the dinner table, and we were talking about last week's sermon, and Deb actually made a great point. There's actually a third day that steals the opportunity from today. And the day that she mentioned was someday. Amen? How many of us get caught up in the snare of someday? I'll do it someday. I'll start someday. But someday never comes. Why? Because of procrastination. Amen? Procrastination and disobedience, they're related. They're cousin sins. Amen? We need to understand that. They're different kinds of the same sin. They both come from a lack of willpower. Now, I want to make sure you understand the definition of willpower. It's not the definition that the world's going to tell you. The definition of willpower is you supply the will, God supplies the power. Amen? That is willpower. That's Christian willpower. I have the desire to do it, and I turn and trust in God to give me the power to do it. I don't say I'm going to do it someday. I'll start it someday. We have to have the will to say, God, this is what's right. This is what I ought to do. I need you to give me the power to get it done. Amen? That's willpower. Verse 18 in our scripture, redeeming the time. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with God's Holy Spirit. That means we are to be doing God's will in the power of His Holy Spirit. Listen. We will wear ourselves out if we try to do God's will in our own strength and our own power. Amen? We can't do it. We have to rely on God's power of His Holy Spirit that abides in us. So we need to redeem the time. We need to redeem the opportunities that God has given us, because time is passing us by. Amen? The reality is that this day is passing us by. Time cannot be saved. Time cannot be loaned. Time cannot be borrowed. Amen? Time has a use it or lose it stipulation on it, doesn't it? Can't get it back. No matter what, don't let it waste away. Show someone the love of Jesus Christ today. Amen. Forgive those who have hurt you today. Let go of that bitterness and those grudges today. Be good stewards of the time that God has given us today. Amen. We must see the value of time. It is absolutely irreplaceable. Let go of yesterday. Stop worrying about today, or stop wasting today by worrying about tomorrow. This is the day that the Lord has made. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the appointed time. Romans chapter 13, verse 11. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Amen. Let us walk in wisdom and redeem the time.